We're back here on a Juno afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and I'm speaking with Carla Hart from the Healthy Alaskans Coalition. And on the phone, we have Dr. Alan Gross, one of the presenters for this Friday's community discussion, Single Payer, a Healthcare Solution for Alaskans? Hello, Dr. Gross.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on the show, Shelley.
Thanks for being here. Dr. Gross, you're an orthopedic surgeon. How long have you been working in that field?
I came back to Juneau after my orthopedic surgery training in 1994, and I've been practicing orthopedics in Southeast, primarily in Juneau, but also in Petersburg ever since.
And what is your opinion on single payer? What motivated you to come and speak on this topic?
Well, that's a long story, and I guess you'd have to come to the forum on Friday to get the full answer. I think the Alaskan economy is in a lot of trouble. Primarily because of the high health care costs that have developed in the state over the last 30 years. And I think the only way to break the cycle is for us to develop a single-payer system, which worldwide has been shown to be a better care delivery system and also a more economical way to deliver care.
So it seems clear that you believe it would benefit your patients. How would it benefit or challenge your practice?
Well, right now I am an employee of Petersburg Medical Center, part-time employee, and so it would likely challenge the hospital with respect to its payment system, but I'm currently on salary and don't get a fee for service anymore.
What do you hope you can help the audience understand at the discussion this Friday?
Well, I'd like the audience to understand how the healthcare costs are affecting everything around them. I've had a number of patients who have said, "Well, I don't understand what the problem is. I have great insurance. I've got double insurance. My spouse has insurance too." But really, because of the effects of the high healthcare costs, it's affecting many of the things around us and is related to our high crime rates, our high unemployment rates, our inability to retain teachers and pay them competitive salaries, our inability to afford staffing for our ferries. It's really a comprehensive problem.
Have you ever participated in discussions like this in the past?
Yes.
And have you ever changed anyone's mind?
Well, I haven't taken an individual poll afterwards, but yeah, I think so. I would like to hope so.
As I mentioned earlier, Dr. Jennifer Perkins is the other panelist for the discussion, and she's not here today, but Dr. Gross, do you have any idea what perspective she'll offer on this topic?
Well, she's the president for the Alaska Chapter for Physicians for a National Health Plan, and PNHP is in support of a national health plan in which we change the way we tax our citizens and in return provide health care for everyone in America. And that's what she'll be advocating for, I believe, on Friday night. And I might add that her experience as a physician is as an employed physician at South Central through the Alaska Native health care system. And she does not have experience having been in private practice, unlike myself.
And I asked this question to Carla Hart earlier, and now I'd like to ask you, how would Alaska specifically benefit from a single-payer healthcare system?
Well, I guess if you want to do the simple math, and this is just a very rough assessment, by eliminating private health insurance in the equation, you can drop the cost of healthcare overnight by 25%. And I think most hospitals and most specialists within the healthcare field could afford to take a 10% cut in their salaries as well. And so that's before you even begin negotiating with drug companies. And so you're very close to cutting the cost of healthcare overnight by 50%. If you took all comers. Now, the proposal that I've suggested involves allowing individuals and small groups to buy into a public option, which the state of Alaska could provide at cost. They wouldn't be getting it for free. They'd have the option of buying in just like they pay for their insurance premiums on a private scale now. I think that would open the doors to the economy of Alaska and allow youth and small businesses an opportunity to come back to the state on a competitive level.
And I also wanted to ask, what would be some of the specific challenges or barriers to implementation in Alaska, considering there's a lot of air travel, there's a lot of people in bush communities, medevac costs, and things of that nature?
Well, I don't think people would necessarily have to change the way they seek care from physicians in Alaska. You're right, it's complicated that people live in the bush, but we deal with those problems already. I think what a single-payer system does is allow a central entity, which is usually a government, but it doesn't have to be, to regulate prices. And that's really about the only way you can control monopolies if you're unable to break them up. And I think because Alaska has geographic isolation and the monopolies that are formed as a result of that, the only way we can overcome the pricing that's developed is for government intervention and regulation of the prices.
Thanks. Dr. Alan Gross, as well as Dr. Jennifer Perkins, will be participating in a community discussion this Friday about single-payer health care. And the moderator for this program will be Beth Kurtula. What is her background as it relates to Alaska's health care system? Carla, I'll direct that question to you. And Dr. Gross, you can chime in if you'd like.
Thank you. For those that don't know, Beth Kurtula was our state representative in Juneau for quite a few years and the minority leader in the House before she resigned to go back and take an appointment with the Obama administration relating to science, global climate change, I believe. She was invited to be our moderator in part because she's a very bright, articulate person who has been in contact with the implications of our health care through her work in the legislature. She's also caretaking her father now, and so she knows firsthand some of the challenges of delivery and of service. And she's a good person who offered to help us out.
Sounds like she's more than qualified to moderate the discussion. Dr. Gross, have you met Beth Kurtula before?
I've known Beth for maybe 30 or 40 years. My father was friends with her father for many years. And yeah, Beth has been involved in the legislature for many years. And last year, between discretionary and undiscretionary funds, the legislature or the state budget was accounting fully 35% of its budget was directed towards health care. So Beth knows how big of a problem this is for the state of Alaska, and it's led to stagnation of salaries and ever-increasing costs for benefits for their employees. And so it's a very frustrating situation when we're trying to fund education, when we're trying to fund public safety, when all of this extra additional funding is being spent on benefits.
It does seem like a big challenge. So you'll have the opportunity to discuss this topic, single payer, a healthcare solution for Alaskans, with Dr. Gross and Dr. Jennifer Perkins on Friday, September 14th, 7 p.m. at the Egan Lecture Hall, UAS campus. And there is a suggested $5 donation to help cover the hall rental. Carla, do you want to say anything else about the format of the discussion on Friday? What can folks expect when they get there?
We're going to have a little introduction and presentation by each of the Dr. Perkins and Dr. Gross, and then really open it up with microphones and ask the audience to ask their questions. And we're looking for challenging questions. We're not just looking to preach to the choir. So if you have concerns and you think that it's a bad idea, we'd sure love to have you show up and listen to what we have to say and share your thoughts on it as well. So we hope that we'll have a lively and rich discussion, and we'll all come away learning a bit more.
Thank you. And for more information, you can check out their Facebook page, facebook.com/HealthyAlaskansCoalition, or send a message to HealthyAlaskansCoalition@gmail.com. Carla, anything else to add before we sign off?
No, I just really hope everybody shows up. Thank you.
Dr. Gross, how about you?
I just wanted to say thanks for having me on your show. And it's a very complicated problem, as everyone knows, and I certainly don't want to pretend that I know all the answers. I don't. I have some ideas. A lot of other people have ideas. It's going to take consensus of coming to the table, and it's also going to take sacrifice on everyone, or all the all the stakeholders' part in order to come up with a solution that works for the state. And I think it's an urgent situation that has to be dealt with. You know, we have the highest unemployment rate in the country, and it's no it's no surprise to me, at least, that Alaska continues to be in recession while the rest of our country is booming. So I think we really need to address this, not later, but now.
Well, thank you very much for agreeing to talk with us and for participating in the community discussion this Friday. Thank you, too, Carla.
Thank you.
Thank you.